A petition with 20,000 signatures was handed to Auckland Council today in a last-ditch effort to halt budget cuts to the Citizens Advice Bureau. Consultations on the Council's draft budget will be closed at 11 o'clock tonight. Our reporter Felix Walton was there.
Save our communities!
Save our CAD!
Save our communities!
Save our CAD!
Dozens of employees, volunteers and clients from Auckland's Citizens Advice Bureaus gathered outside the council building to deliver their petition. Stacks of paper containing a list of 20,000 signatories were sealed inside a wooden heart to be accepted by Mayor Brown. But before he did, the Mayor shared his plan to cut their funding and have the government pay instead.
We are proposing to cut $2 million worth of grants to CAB, but we're still supporting them with around $650,000 in rental subsidies. I will be asking for the government's assistance to fill the funding gap.
Mayor Brown says the work done by CABs is outside the scope of local government.
Only 2% of what you do is directly pure local government. Perhaps you should be protesting outside the Minister of Social Development's office or the Minister of Justice's office. Why not?
But Kate Anderson, the General Manager for CAB Auckland City, disputes that figure.
I was part of the team when that 2% figure was presented. It is disputed by Citizens Advice Bureau. And, you know, I think we need to have a longer conversation about that rather than using that figure.
You can tell me tomorrow about
that. Right. Fantastic. It'd be really good to explain
that
further.
I only know what I know.
Yeah.
If Mayor Brown proceeds with his plan to cut $2 million in funding, Ms Anderson says Auckland's Citizens Advice Bureaus won't survive.
So the funding's gone, will be gone by Christmas. Mayor Brown may say that this is central government responsibility, but the fact is, if Auckland Council cuts the funding, Citizens Advice Bureau in Auckland will finish. We will be gone, and the 163,000 people we helped last year won't have anywhere else to go.
Even if Wayne Brown isn't convinced, she hopes other councillors will be.
His position is clear. We've already understood that. But he is one person around that table of 21, you know, 20 councillors plus the mayor. So we're really hoping that perhaps some of the other councillors will really understand that Auckland Council has responsibility for community well-being.
Irene was a client at the Browns Bay Citizens Advice Bureau. She suffered a serious shoulder injury in 2021, which ACC refused to cover. Without the CAB's help, Irene says she would likely never have worked again.
So I walked into the Citizens Advice Bureau. They took me through the ACC review process, which was ultimately successful. So with ACC's assistance, I got so much better. 2 years of rehabilitation. I'm a gainfully employed ratepayer because of the advice I received from CAB.
Rose says legal advice from her local CAB saved her from $3,000 of debt.
I had nowhere else to turn to. I didn't know what else I could have done. Obviously, I could not afford proper legal advice. And if it weren't for the CAB, I don't know what happening to me. I'd be in debt or something.
Rose says Wayne Brown doesn't understand the value CABs bring to the community.
Wayne Brown, I mean, I don't know him personally, but he just seems like a rich white guy who's never had financial problems. And it just feels out of touch that he would come out and say something like that.
Tomorrow, Mayor Wayne Brown will have a formal meeting with CAB leaders to discuss their submission.